escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're in the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. The Milwaukee Brewers, we've been talking Bucks all the first hour of the show. You can catch all of that on the Odyssey app. We are also now live on YouTube at the Fan Milwaukee. I know Timothy, I know Eric, I know Serial Sensei have all commented on our video this morning as people are chiming in on the big Bucks signing and cutting and other
signings.
We do
have other teams in Wisconsin, though, right?
We do. And so we want to turn some of our attention.
It's weird now.
I know, because it's been all Bucks the past couple days. But the Milwaukee Brewers are half a game out of first place of the wild card behind the New York Mets. Dare I say, the scuffling New York Mets, who have not played very well the past couple weeks. We've got a great matchup today at 12:10. Freddie and Clay Holmes with almost identical records. And then Jacob Mizorowski's pitching the nightcap at 6:10. Think about being a hitter for the Mets and staring down Freddie Peralta and then Jacob Mizorowski. This could be a fun one. I'm not saying the Brewers will be in first place of the wild card by the end of the day, but there's a chance. And joining us to talk about that now from WFAN, the Fan in New York, he is Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, thanks so much for jumping on the show on the Gruber Law Fan Guest Hotline.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to be back on with you. What's going on?
We're just excited for
day-night doubleheader. I know the Mets have been scuffling a little bit recently. Give us the lowdown on what's going on with the New York Metropolitan Baseball team.
Yeah, look, I always like to look on the positive side when it comes to the Mets.
Tommy, are you sure you're in radio? Radio guys aren't supposed to look on the positive side, aren't we? Aren't we always supposed to like be the negative voices?
And a New Yorker, yeah. I remember, Tommy, like I applauded you for how positive you were as the only positive New Yorker.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, you know what it was? I woke up, it was like last year around Memorial Day. If you guys remember, obviously the Mets went on that crazy run. They got off to such a bad start. And I was doing a show over Memorial Day weekend, and I just went, you know what? I've been negative my whole life because I'm a Knicks fan. They never won in my lifetime. The Giants have won a couple times. The Mets have not won it basically in my lifetime. I was like about a year old when they won a World Series. And you're right. It's so negative around here. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start being positive, Tommy. I'm going to give not only for my own, you know, health, because, you know, you have this like unhealthy relationship with sports because, you know, unless you live through a dynasty, your teams lose a lot more than they win. So I'm like, you know what, based on the business I'm in, the industry I'm in, and also just for my own fandom, I'm going to start being positive, Tommy. So I always try to give the audience here, and just for my own self, the positive outlook when it comes to sports, especially with the Mets, because Mets fans are just, and they know this, they're always negative because we've been through a lot. So I think it's important to give the Met fans a voice that is more on the positive side than it is the negative.
I love it. All right, give it to us, Tommy. Yeah, give us your positive take.
Spin it. Let's go.
So, yeah, this is what I would say, and I think I'll try to relate it to your audience out there. Remember, I was on with you guys opening day, Yankees, Brewers, and we were just kind of talking about, you know, the early start to the season, what to expect. And then we all know what happened. The Yankees just crushed the Brewers, and it was the whole torpedo bat stuff, which has quieted down dramatically because the Yankees have been scuffling a lot lately too. And I remember thinking, like, this Milwaukee team is better than what they showed this weekend. Their pitching wasn't where it needed to be. But if you were just somebody that wasn't familiar with the Brewers and maybe weren't even familiar with the Yankees and you just looked at the box score, you would go, boy, the Brewers are horrible and the Yankees are going to have this great season. Fast forward now all these months later and Milwaukee has figured out their pitching and they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. So I bring back the Mets into this is that the Mets are kind of going through it a little bit with their pitching. Senga goes down. He should be back soon. Manaea goes down. He should get back soon. A guy you guys know, Frankie Montas, is just coming back. So he's working his way back, had a little bit of a rough outing the other day in Pittsburgh. So right now the Mets pitching is just not where it was earlier in the season. And I just think it's baseball just has its ups and downs, right? There's 162 games. Mason, you know, this is not like football where you lose a game or two out there. I'm sure Packer fans are, or you remember the famous Aaron Rodgers relax when you guys were either 0-2, 0-4.
Yeah, of course,
But that's because with football, you have to wait an entire week to get back out there. With baseball, the beauty of it is you get right back out there the next day. And I think with the Mets here, with the rain out yesterday and then the off day on Monday, it was a good reset. They had a team meeting on Saturday. So I think the Mets come into this series against a red-hot, really good Brewer team, mentally rested and focused back home where they played really well. So I'm confident for them going into this series against the Brewers.
Wow. We got Tommy Lugauer, WFAN in New York, at Tommy Lugauer on X. But, you know, the Brewers, you're talking about pitching. I mean, we got Peralta on the mound for the day game, and then our guy, the Miz, Mizorowski, this evening, who is just red hot. How do you think the Mets, fare against two really dominant pitchers that the Brewers are bringing for this, obviously, doubleheader, which, was not expected, here against the Brewers here today? What do you think these games are going to look like, kind of having both of them? Doubleheaders to me are, mind-blowing, but still pretty awesome.
You guys never played a day-night doubleheader in football? You guys never,
at some point the NFL will probably try to do
that. They probably will. That'd be great. How fun, Tommy, how fun would it be if the Giants and Packers got together in the Meadowlands one day, played a noon game and a 7 p.m. game?
It'd probably be just like the Packers would play Giants and Jets. They'd get true. Both of them. Day
just
and a night
game. Just knock it out.
Game.
And then you get a bye afterwards.
And then you get a bye.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. And to your point, guys, I don't put anything past the NFL. Like I said this all for a year or so now. I fully expect in our lifetime that there is going to be an NFL game every single night of the week on 100 different streaming platforms.
For sure.
They just push the boundaries because we'll watch. I think if they put a game on at 3 in the morning in some country, where the time zones are all different than ours, people would watch. They get a major rating because the NFL is different. It's not the same with baseball. Like I don't like doubleheaders, especially because I work an afternoon show. So I'm going to have to keep one eye on the show and the other eye on the Mets. But for your original question, I would say when it comes to doubleheaders, and we have Clay Holmes going in the first game, who obviously has made the transition from reliever into starting pitcher, you want to get length out of your starters. That goes for both sides here. So if you're the Mets going against the Brewers pitching, I would try to not be aggressive early in the game, try to get Peralta's pitch count up. Now, I know the Brewers have great pitching throughout, but this goes more for the Mets, too, is that they need to start getting some length out of their starters. Their bullpen is taxed, and we see this throughout baseball. To me, where the really good teams feast is on that middle relief that's not very good. That's where you see a lot of teams sort of flex their muscles. So I think the key for both sides today is to get length out of their starters. I know a couple of days off here, but still, the Mets bullpen is taxed, and they need to start getting some length out of their starters. So they need to get like six or seven from Holmes, and the same thing with Peralta. And really for the Mets, one of the things that just needs a little bit of improvement that they've kind of been going through it this year is hitting with runners in scoring position. And that includes Soto. That's pretty much been a lineup-wide sort of thing. And I really believe with baseball, it's just the more opportunities you get, the law of average, you're eventually going to hit with runners in scoring position. I don't think it's like something that they're not clutch or they're pressing. I just think it's baseball. There's a million games, and the law of average says, because they're, I think, second worst in the league right near the White Sox, and the Mets are better, way better than the White Sox. So yes, it's just one of those things that they're just going to improve on.
I like that, Tommy. Do you think, you know, coming into this game, Brewers are half game back out of the Mets for that wild card spot. Do you think that Brewers go and they sweep this, you know, the series, kind of get that lead? I mean, how important do you view this? We asked somebody that yesterday here in Milwaukee, and they're just like, I mean, from a fan perspective, very important. From player perspective, not so much. There's still a lot of season left. Do you think this is kind of a hinge point where if the Brewers keep rolling, it's going to be hard for the Mets to catch up if the Brewers find a way to kind of get out to a lead here?
Yeah, I mean, Mason, you know this. You played, and I work with Tiki Barber, and I think you guys bring a great perspective, because I do really believe the fans sort of panic a lot quicker than the players. They overemphasize a series more than a player's, or a game in the NFL more than a player. Like, we're always thinking the sky is falling, the season's over. I think the players kind of go through it. They know it's a long season, even in football. You kind of know the ebbs and flows and stuff like that. And sometimes it's not, and this goes for the NFL and baseball, really all sports, it's when you play a team, right? Like, the Yankees caught the Brewers at a good time earlier in the year, and the Brewers are catching the Mets at a time here where they're going through it a little bit. But I always feel like with sports, whenever people think, oh, Milwaukee's hot and the Mets aren't playing well, Milwaukee's just going to roll through them, that's when sports kind of flips you on mm-hmm. your backside. And I, you know, that. Oh,
that's a great
Mets
point.
Gonna win the series. It always seems to work that way. And I always look at that way, even like, like gambling, like you always kind of want to fade the public a little bit. Like, if it's so obvious in sports, that means it's too obvious. And that means it's usually not going to happen. That's kind of what I've learned as a sports fan.
I totally agree. Yeah, that player perspective, it's literally, I never had, like, until that final whistle blew, there was never a doubt in my mind that we were going to, like, have an opportunity to win a game. Like, you just kind of keep pushing. It was like, like Aaron, like you said, the relaxed stuff. It was just like, you just keep pushing until you're mathematically out of it. And the season, someone tells you that you're done, right? It's like, that is how the players view every game, every moment. It's just like, you're locked in, you're doing it, you're going into that. And it's up to us as the media, as fans, to kind of keep the drama and the energy intact around all of these moments. But yeah, I think that that was such a good point to say that, yeah, something like this, the second the Brewers think they're good, the second that they believe any of the hype that's coming around them with their pitching, with their bats, like how they're playing on defense, like all that stuff, that's when you get hit in the mouth and then you have to like really start grinding again. So the hope is that you handle success the right way and you grind even whenever things are going well.
No, absolutely. And that's sort of my point here too with the Mets stuff, with the positive Tommy stuff, is that it's now early July. There's a long way to go. What I don't throw out the early season stuff with the Mets when they played great. I don't, overemphasize the stretch they're going through now. I think with all the games, you look at it as a totality, and you say, all right, some of the pitchers are out, they'll be back. I expect the Mets to make moves at the deadline. I expect their hitters to hit with runners in scoring position. And just like Milwaukee, who was a playoff team last year, they get off to the start they got off to. I expected them to play well because they have a good team. Good teams always, sort of rise to the top. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, fans just – and we as the media, we have to make it like it's, reality TV to an extent. I totally understand that element of it. But when you take a step back and you sort of relax, I like to say no biggie. Like, all right, it's no biggie. We'll move on. And that when you look at the Mets, they got 48 wins. The Brewers have 47 wins. Both teams are in really great position, and I expect both to be there come October.
Tommy Lugar joining us from The Fan in New York. And we've been talking Brewers-Mets as there's a doubleheader today. Game three will be tomorrow. But, of course, here in Milwaukee, we've been pretty preoccupied with the Miles Turner signing, the Damian Lillard contract cancellation. I know in New York you guys just signed Jordan Clarkson. What's been your take in New York from what's gone on in the NBA free agency universe over the past few days?
Yeah, I was thinking about you guys yesterday. What a wild day
it was
in Milwaukee to be a box fan. It was crazy, and it all happened in like an hour or so.
Yeah.
The first thing I would say is I understand the idea with the Dame situation. You're talking about a guy who's, what, in his mid-30s.
Yep.
He's not going to play next year. That's a major injury. I understand the organization moving on, and I know there were reports that Giannis was not happy about that, which to me kind of goes in the no-duh category. Like, why would he be happy about that?
I like you,
but
Tommy.
That doesn't mean... Yeah, because I think that, and I get it, like, I was already getting texts about it. Obviously, I'm a huge Knicks fan. Giannis is unhappy. He wants out. I'm like, Giannis is, I know the NBA doesn't have a lot of these guys. He just strikes me as a lifer there. He doesn't strike me as a guy that would demand a trade. He really brought Milwaukee. The Bucks were, there were talks they were going to move, right? And obviously won a championship there. I just can't believe Giannis would ever go to management and force a trade out of there. He just doesn't strike me as that type of player, that type of person. So I don't read any of that rumors as far as coming to the Knicks. And like I said, I respect and understand the situation. Business move to move on from Dame. When I saw the Miles Turner thing, I know this well in hand. Obviously, the Knicks have played the Pacers the last 2 years. Miles Turner is one of the most underrated players in the league, in my opinion. I think that's a great pickup. And I think Milwaukee last year, they felt like a team. All right, I understand going for Dame, but they felt like they were a little bit older. Maybe it wasn't going to work out. I like the reset here, and I throw them right in the mix as far as Orlando, Cleveland, of course, the Knicks, Detroit, Boston. I hesitate to say that they're punting on the season, but boy, they really have taken a big hit here, obviously, with Tatum and losing KP, et cetera, Luke Kornet. They've reshuffled a few of their pieces, Drew Holiday. So I don't expect Boston to be as good as they were these last couple of years. And as far as the Knicks go, it's a head coach, right? Like the Tibbs thing sent shockwaves, similar to a Dame Lillard situation where I think a lot of people maybe were caught off guard by it. But I felt like the ceiling had kind of been reached with Tibbs, and I think the organization realized they can't get to the next level with him as head coach. Look, he's never won an NBA title. He did a lot for this franchise, but I'm kind of on board with moving on, and that's what they did now. Whether it's Mike Brown or whoever they hire, I like what they've done with the bench here, Clarkson, Yabusele, and I think that when you look at the depth in this league, you need about 10 guys to compete with OKC, Indiana, those type of teams. So I like what the Knicks have done so far in the offseason, and hopefully they get a coach soon, but there really is no rush because no other team is really looking for one right now, but I'm confident they'll make the right decision because Leon Rose has done a good job here with the Knicks, so he has my confidence.
Nice. Yeah, that isn't. Yeah, it's interesting. They haven't gotten a head coach there as free agency starting, as they're trying to build a team, things like that. Who would you call the front runners, and who would you like to see there as the next Knicks head coach?
So I was kind of pushing for Johnny Bryant, because I kind of wanted to go the route of young head coach, never coached in the league before as far as a head coach, assistant, kind of get that young, the next Eric Spoelstra, and I understand the lack of experience, things like that, but there were plenty of coaches that didn't have a ton of experience, took over a team as the head coach and have won championships, so I kind of like the idea that he had familiarity with the organization, having been an assistant head coach, but now it seems like he's going to stay in Cleveland. The favorites are Taylor Jenkins, who I believe is going for a second interview, Mike Brown, who went in for a second interview yesterday. So those seem like the candidates. I'm pretty open to whatever, though. I'm kind of taking an open mind with this because I don't want to say the head coach doesn't matter in the NBA, because it does. But it is a players' league. It's a league that's driven by the players. And I think that what plagued the Knicks this past season, and I say that plagued, I mean they made the Eastern Conference Finals, but what separated them maybe from the couple of elite teams in the league was not developing their young players. Tyler Kolek, somebody you guys are familiar with out there, went to Marquette. Adadie, Huff Porty. and also expanding their bench. And now they've added those pieces, and I think the head coach, whomever that is that they bring in, will develop the young players, will play the bench more, will try to establish more chemistry with JB, with Brunson, obviously with Cat, and with Bridges, et cetera, and do things that Tibbs didn't do. I think that's the head coach comes in knowing that they have to make those changes in order for the Knicks to take the next step.
Awesome. Nice. Tommy Lugauer, WFAN in New York. Really appreciate it, Tommy. Always a pleasure having you on, and excited for this Brewers versus Mets series getting started here in just over an hour. So going to be a fun doubleheader today, and we'll be watching, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
I appreciate it, guys. Anytime. Good to talk to you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tommy. That was great. Tommy Lugauer joins us on the Fan Hotline, the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And we got a little extra, you know, bonus basketball talk in there. I think, you know.
Heck yeah.
You got to do it. And, I mean, everything that's happened over the past 24 hours, the Knicks still don't have a head coach. Like, they haven't had a head coach.
That is
like,
interesting.
Like, yeah, like, they go through the draft. They go through free agency. They don't have a head coach. That's just weird.
Well, I think, I mean, Tommy hit it right on the head. I mean, that shows how player-driven the NBA is.
Yeah, so it's
that
good
it's
point.
Literally, we'll just build a team, and then, you know, we'll get a coach
can,
to just
can you imagine an NFL
situation.
Team, like, losing in the playoffs, firing their head coach, and then going through free agency, going through the draft, without a head coach? Like that's crazy, right?
It is crazy.
It is crazy. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. Yeah, just bizarre. We got a little more Brewers-Mets chat coming up, and we've got a Packers question for everybody. What? Packers?
What?
Aren't they like honeymooning right now? Isn't Jordan like? Isn't Jordan Love doing his honeymoon? Like,
I'm sure it is. Yeah, right. You know, he timed it well, so he gets a little time off before everything cranks up. What are we, about 20 days out? Before training camp starts?
Yeah, I think
21 days.
Yeah, something. Yeah, the 23rd. That feels right. Like the 23rd. I think that's right. We'll use our Google machines and we'll figure that out. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. We're presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and the leadoff show's half an hour away. Man, cannot wait for Tommy, Big Tommy Dub, to get some dubs today on the radio.
I've literally haven't stopped working since I've talked to you guys.
You're just posting up W's over and over.
It's my last name, man. W.
That's right. W's just coming off like cash at a club.
Oh yeah, that's where everyone's mind went. Yep.
Yep. That's where my mind went. That because there's that GIF or that meme or whatever.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever, we're like, the guy's
throwing
W's.
I think Tommy deserves in the next segment just to at least give a, you know, quick take on his feelings on what happened with the Bucks yesterday.
I think Tommy just
I feel
does,
like
yeah.
he's just, you know, He's just been stifled. You know, he's taken over for the Pack-A-Day radio show in the morning.
All Packers.
He's got his leadoff show, so he's just all Packers, all Brewers. We're going to give him a little shot just to, you know, give his insight into what happened yesterday with the Bucs.
What does Cuttahay really think about what the Bucs did yesterday?
Okay.
What's Cuttahay think?
Tommy Wirtz, next on the Mason Crosby Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.